your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we'd like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about artificial light for the first part of the show, and one of my favorite herbs, we're going to fit in some lavender and some major components to the healthcare system. So we've got a lot to talk about, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. And let's see, today's devotional, we are going to be in Proverbs chapter 10. And of course, it says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth the days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inherit the earth. The mouth of the just bring forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speak frowardness. And for those of you who don't know what frowardness is, it means abusive tongue, someone who's got an abusive way about them. And mind the time, seek Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, here's a kind of a weird study here. This was a team of researchers at a University of Florida in Gainesville. They did this study. They were investigating the clinical encounters between physicians and patients. So they looked at 112 patients, how they were interacting with their doctors on face-to-face appointments, and they looked at all this data from the years 2008-2015. So they videotaped all these different encounters in different clinics throughout the United States. And the researchers were looking out for whether, you know, doctors were giving patients a chance to set the tone of the visit. For example, you know, by asking questions like if the doctor says, what can I do for you today? Or tell me why you're in the clinic today. But they also were looking where the patients, if they had the opportunity to explain why they were there. So according to the research, doctors, on average, let their patients talk a little over a third. 36% of the patients were able to set the agenda, why they were seeing the doctor for today. But two-thirds of the cases, the patients were interrupted pretty quickly within just 11 seconds of starting to speak why they were there. So the co-author of the study was Nayaki Sopina. And she said, you know, sometimes while, you know, respectful interruptions can help a doctor gain some quick clarity on a patient's problem and help the patient, but interrupting the patient at a very early stage in the appointment does not seem likely to be beneficial. Yeah, 11 seconds. Can you explain why you're there in 11 seconds? So that was a study. I thought that was interesting. Doctors on a timetable, got to get them in and get them out. All right, moving along, the quack report. This is from Cambridge University. Scientists, guess what they're doing? They're creating artificial embryos from stem cells. So what they've done is they've made an artificial embryo built from scratch. The researchers bypass the act of fertilization, and they're growing what are called self-assembling structures in the laboratory. So these cells the cells that they were using came from mice, and they said this experiment opens the door to a whole new frontier in embryo research, but of course with ethical implications. One expert said attempting to create a baby from scratch is a technique that would not be allowed. It would be outlawed in the United Kingdom. So this is called self-organized embryos. Aha. Uh-huh. And last but not least in the quack report, some seven top pollutants that are, they're undermining your organic food industry. Just thought we'd go through them. MSG is one of them, your monosodium glutamate. But it has plenty of aliases, you know, like when you're reading your ingredients list, you may not know it's in there. If it says it's analyzed yeast, that's really MSG. Or if it says yeast extract or textured soy protein or anything with salts that are hydrolyzed, these all can contain MSG components. Number two is your blood clotting dementia causing canola oil. Yep. Also, it's really diluted rapeseed oil. It's deemed heart friendly, but it isn't. Canola oil is, even if it's organic expeller pressed, it tends to coagulate in your blood and in your digestive tract, causing a lot of health complications. And apparently, according to research, dementia. Number three is cellulose, the wood pulp. You find this in sauces and ice cream and even in almond milk. So read your labels carefully. Number four is rennet, which is a curdled milk from the stomach lining of a slaughtered newly born calf. Number five is chlorine materials. Dangerous chlorines are used to really disinfect and sterilize tools and equipment and also hard surfaces, but they do come in direct contact with a lot of food stuffs, crops, and even livestock. Number six is your ammonium carbonate, which is your baking powder. It's classified as hazardous by the EPA and the DOT. It's this white, colorless powder that can cause a lot of respiratory irritation, and it's often used as a food-grade leavening agent in breads and baked goods. Number seven, last but not least, heavy metal toxins. So your lead, aluminum, cadmium, mercury, nickel, copper, tungsten. These are among the top heavy metals that could become contaminants in any organic food, especially if they're imported from China. So heavy metal toxins invade also to your tap water, children's medicines, vaccines, flu shots, and of course, the cosmetic industry. The USDA does not test for heavy metals or toxins in any certified organic food. So just you got to do your due diligence out there if you're going to eat clean and healthy. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're gonna have to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about, well, we're going to be talking about artificial light. Yes, we're going to do. You know, because today people really notice the type of lighting that they're working under or living under. The standard incandescent light bulb was patented in 1879, but then in 1835, the first constant electric light came out. Now, for over 40 years, then the light bulb went through a lot of improvements, and you got the fluorescent bulb. It came about around the 1950s because it was using 75% less energy than the old incandescent bulbs. Now, the LED was being actually developed by GE in the 1960s, and they were first testing it in your traffic lights. So if we fast forward to 2010 a little, when the LED bulbs were starting to replace the fluorescent bulbs, well, the LEDs are said to be more luminous. We're also told they were developed to be 7 times more energy efficient. And that sounds like, you know, we've come a long way from the old-fashioned oil lamps. But aside from more energy efficient, what should we be aware of with the new light sources? We're going to take a look at it. Now, in September 2011, the University of Haifa, this is in Israel, they were testing the LEDs, and they found these lights have an effect on the human body. So the study included scientists from the Light Pollution Science and the Technology Institute in Italy, and also the National Geophysical Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. And they reported that these are high-pressure sodium bulbs, and they produce a different hue of light in the orange and yellow color. And these lights turn out to be 5 times more dangerous to humans than the old-fashioned incandescent bulbs. So, but how are they more dangerous? Well, people do like these LEDs. They're saying, hey, the light is cleaner, it's crisper, it offers more light in the room. And that may be, but according to the research, which was published in the Journal of Environmental Management, they say the LED bulbs suppress melatonin in the human body by more than 5 times. Well, what we really have then is a form of light pollution with these new light technology. So how is LED bulbs affecting the physiology of the human body? Well, according to the researchers in Israel, the LED bulb emits this white light using the orange and yellow light, but blocks some other hues, and then you get this blue light from it, and it has a very short wavelength spectrum of 450 to 500 nanometers.
So this is creating, they say, a greater effect on suppressing melatonin. And this then really affects your biological clock, producing other health concerns as well. And science also has shown that natural melatonin does offer a lot of antioxidant benefits to the human body. And antioxidants will help protect us from various diseases such as cancer and cataracts. So that's all important as well. Here is a quote from Professor Abraham Hayim. He's with the Center of Interdisciplinary Chronobiological Research at the University at Haifa. He says, just as there are regulations and standards for classic pollutants, there should also be regulations and rules for pollution stemming from artificial light at night. End of quote. Well, how is this light affecting the human brain then? Well, according to the research, the LED bulbs affect the pineal gland in your brain, which alters the production of your melatonin. The scientists compared the LED lights to other types of light bulbs, like your street lights, your road lights, your mall lights, etc., and the effects on the human brain and how it was altering the melatonin. And what they found is the LED had a more severe effect and can cause a myriad of health problems, including mood swings, insomnia, behavior changes, headaches, depression, dizziness, irritability, digestive problems, chronic pain, immune system suppression, increases the risk of type 2 diabetes, increases the risk of high blood pressure and heart disease, hormonal imbalance, premature aging, and cognitive decline. So before you run out and, you know, stock on the up on the melatonin supplements out there, you should know that those supplements can make your imbalance worse. Well, let's look at some spectator lights. How many of you out there go to games, ball games and things? Well, the research team was also comparing the LED light bulb to the metal halide bulb called HPS bulbs. They generate more of a white light, and they're often used in stadiums. And they found that the halide lights suppress melatonin by 3 times compared to the LED that suppresses melatonin greater than 5 times. Here is a quote from Professor Hayim again. He says, the current migration to the white light bulbs will increase melatonin suppression in humans and animals. Israel will take the first step and require packaging of bulbs to list wavelength, for it is the wavelength that influences the melatonin production, and it needs to be brought out to the public's attention. End of quote. And here's a quote from Dr. Fabio Fauci. He's with the Light Pollution Science and Technology Institute of Italy. He says, lamp manufacturers cannot claim they don't know about the consequences of artificial light at night. Legislation needs to be in place with protective regulation and standards to protect us from the dangers of light pollution. End of quote. Well, then there was this other study before this one. In 1998, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health reported that light wavelength affects human biological rhythms, and the light sources need to take this into effect to account for health and comfort. So here is what they stated in their report. They say the effects of light on human behavior, body temperature, and melatonin vary depending on wavelength. They say light with long wavelengths, like 400 to 800 nanometers, with low color temperature and red light, have little influence on human biological rhythms. But light with green or blue light with mid-short wavelengths of 550 nanometers with high color temperature have a greater influence on melatonin and biological rhythms. A higher light intensity is required. And by the way, your full spectrum lights, they offer wavelengths of 400 to 800 nanometers, so they're a bit longer. And then, you know, then someone brought this to my attention a while back, and I kind of tucked it away in the back of my mind. But, you know, there's a security risk apparently with the LED lights. I don't know, Frank, did you know about this? Some people do and some people don't know about this. There's been reports that your LED lights have a capability to be used as surveillance. it's kind of an unsettling thing to think that the light above your head is watching you. Here is a quote by Alan Dix. He's the director of computational foundry at Swansea University in the UK. He says, if you have several LEDs, they can be used to make a rudimentary camera. Each LED light bulb uses a small array of LEDs to create a bright enough light, so this effectively becomes a very low-resolution video camera, a bit like a fly's compound eye, end of quote. So according to Computer World and Diane Strom, they think this new technology, this new light technology, is pretty sexy. They say this, LED light can spy covertly by listening and sending audio over 300 meters away to an eavesdropper. The LED fixtures are the backbone of new surveillance systems and recording us. They are being installed in public places such as airports, train stations, and libraries. So we're advised to use caution since we're, you know, our conversations or our activities can be sent by Wi-Fi to anywhere, really. Here is a quote from Hugh Martin. He's the CEO of Sensity Systems, and he says this, it's not the green side of saving energy by automatically turning lights on and off that has your local port authority really excited. Instead, the excitement comes from the mountains of data captured by the sensors and analyzed by software about the ordinary habits of citizens. Law enforcement is able to obtain this data by written request or subpoena, end of quote. So I know the next time you're shopping for light bulbs out there, you're going to be thinking, these LEDs need special procedures to be discarded because they're environmentally hazardous. These LEDs may cause serious health problems, and these LEDs may spy on me. Therefore, you may want to buy a different kind of light bulb. Well, you know, we got to stay on our defense, apparently, because it seems that we have to be on defense when it comes to protecting our health more than ever. More than ever before, our bodies are being bombarded by elements that are not healthy for us. Therefore, you know, helping our body to remove impurities is required. Now, for an effective and safe way to cleanse your organs and your blood system, you might want to call the experts in organic whole food organ cleanses. That would be Apothecary Herbs. You can call them toll-free in the United States and Canada at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And if you're there, check out on their website or give them a call and ask about their new formulas. They have adrenal gland and kidney stone formulas just came out this weekend. So check them out on the web or give them a call for a free product catalog. Got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Job
job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to shift gears here. We're going to be talking about some of the major components to healthcare systems here, as you know it, the scientific healthcare systems. Because within the United States, for instance, even worldwide, though, prescribed medicines is really the major component. It's the bread and butter of healthcare. Therefore, it's going to be one of the most guarded products in your medicine. So drugs are really your central aspect of your healthcare, with 70% of Americans relying on drugs for daily living. So that's 7 out of 10 people taking at least one medicine each day. So this, you know, encompasses generally even your primary care as well as your specialized treatment areas. So the average out-of-pocket expense of just one medication used every day for patients that do have insurance is about $160 a month. But if they don't have insurance, it's running about $800 per month. So about 226 million Americans are taking at least one drug each day, and the drug companies get about $36 million to $180 billion in drug sales each year. And this is the conservative figure. So with regard to your pharmaceuticals, 7.1% of the U.S. per capita. Basically. So massive power comes with revenue like this. And this is why Americans are being subjected under the healthcare thumb and are, you know, the drugs provide, you know, relief of symptoms, but no cures. So we're going to take a look at this a little bit more closely with some of the correlations between medical treatments, prescription drugs, and even your mortality rates. I mean, you could just follow the breadcrumbs. Doctors and pharmacists and even your media are conditioning the public to believe that as you get older, you're going to have a myriad of health problems. It's expected and considered normal. I say it's common, but it's not normal. So mortality data today is really alarming health authorities. So the scientists at Caleb Finch and Malcolm Pike with the mortality data, it's suggesting that humans really should be living to 120 to 140 years of age. There really is no reason why we shouldn't be, is what they're saying. They also concluded that you got a lot of vascular diseases, you got diabetes and cancer and heart disease, which is reducing the likelihood of us living to 120 years. So it's reducing our chances of reaching just 120 years by 45 to 50%. So this explains why, you know, death rates of people in their 50s has increased. So their research got published in the Journal of Gerontology, and in 2015, there was another article in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences that found that more middle-aged Americans are becoming sick and dying in greater numbers. And at first, the researchers thought, well, that can't be right. This must be a suicide thing or an overdose thing or an alcohol-related thing. But when they took a closer look at the numbers and the data with the help of the Commonwealth Fund, they found that the mortality rates in the age groups of 22 to 56 have increased. So let's see. This is a quote from the CDC database and the Commonwealth Fund. They say in 2014, the mortality gap was so big that it accounted for an extra 100 deaths of middle-aged Caucasian people for every 100,000 population. We concluded that there is a 60% gap that appears to stem from heart disease, diabetes, and respiratory diseases. More middle-aged people are getting sick with diseases that usually kill older people. We also noted that when they get sick, they do not get better. End of quote. Ah, that's the canary in the coal mine nobody's looking at. Aha, so a few in medicine really want to report that a majority of your vaccines are creating these time bomb diseases and killing people in their middle age. They are diagnosed and put on drugs, and they don't get better. So disease in general is going to attack the body in its genetic weakest link. Therefore, disease outcomes from vaccines can vary. And vaccines appear to be the driving force for your prescription sales and cutting life short by an average of 50%. I want to read you this new study that came out in February 2015. It was in the Journal of Pediatrics. The study looked at vaccine-induced deaths, and they looked at children and adults. And it's really not news that the increased quantity of your vaccines is killing more infants in the United States, but what about the adults? Well, here's what they discovered when they analyzed data from the vaccine safety data link involving 1,100 deaths. They say the average adult died within 179 days after being vaccinated. Most physicians will not conclude the vaccine that was given 6 months ago caused the death. 76% of the adult deaths occur within 30 days of just one vaccine was given, and 60 deaths were attributed to two or more vaccines that were given. Of those who died within the 30-day period of the vaccine being given, proved to have neuroplasmins, which are abnormal tissue, usually tumors, circulatory diseases, respiratory diseases, Addison's disease, which is cancer, cerebral palsy, aplastic anemia, which is a rare bone marrow disease damaging your stem cells, Rett syndrome, which is a neurological disorder, Tay-Cassus arteritis, which is a fibrosis of your arteries, seizures, diabetes, heart disease, and septic shock. So the vaccines were given were, get this, your tetanus shots, your human papilloma HPV vaccine, your DPT, your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis combo. I mean, you know, people get those all the time. There's supposedly nothing to worry about, right? Now, autopsies found that the HPV vaccine for your human papillomavirus, if it was given within 11 to 18 days, would create, get this, a tear in the thoracic aortic, causing blood to flow where it shouldn't. So here's a vaccine that causes your arteries to tear. How nice. Most coroners would list this as a cause of hypertension or other heart-related diseases, but if these were in young people, how do you explain that? Other deaths from the HPV showed sepsis, which is blood poisoning. And those who died after getting the Tdap, they could not find a definitive cause. Why did the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis combo kill them? Well, most deaths reviewed when the vaccines were involved often are listed as no causal relationship to death. So vaccines, you know, get a pass. They're, you know, usually promoted as safe. And the argument usually given is it was just a coincidence. It must the person must have been ill with something else. Well, in many cases, it is maybe a delayed death that you get from a vaccine. We've been hearing this more and more from virologists and vaccine experts. A myriad of diseases are created, but medicine is not connecting the dots, or they're not willing to connect the dots. And so we get a lot more people that are dying from this. Now, if a majority of Americans and the people of the world are relying on pharmaceutical drugs to prop up their metabolisms for day-to-day living, this gives drug manufacturers extreme power over a patient's life. So the Commonwealth Fund did an analysis of prescription drug use globally, and it declared that Americans are more dependent and willing to rely on drugs than their European counterparts. What was astonishing is that relatively healthy individuals were willing to become dependent on drugs. So Americans are currently paying more out of pocket for drugs compared to other countries which have that socialized care, and the expense is spread out across the entire population over there. So the Commonwealth Fund study assumed that the Affordable Care Act would help defray the use of drug expenses in the future, but not really happening so much. Well, here is a quote from the Commonwealth Fund, their International Health Policy Survey. They say the analysis reveals that Americans, particularly the relatively young and healthy, are more likely to use prescription drugs than are residents of Australia, Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Americans also experience more financial barriers in accessing medications and spend more out of pocket for prescriptions. All right, so, you know, according to the National Association of Chain Drug Stores, they analyzed the way that the drugs are distributed globally, and what they concluded in 2007 is we need a single central repository to run this massive system of data collection and tracking. So they want a central government entity to control and track and enforce all industry segments regarding to healthcare medicines. Now, keep in mind that the National Association of Chain Drug Stores is really concerned about also drugs that are not government approved, that are getting into the country, the counterfeit prescription drugs, they kind of wiggle into the United States pharmaceutical drug supply. Now, in 2003, there was this drug company from that was counterfeiting some drugs so they can make more money. And so, therefore, this new system they're proposing will have barcodes and RFID chips on everything in this massive system to track every move a drug makes through the drug supply from manufacturer to your kitchen counter. So in 2007, Congress did sign a law, 38500, giving the Secretary of Health and Human Services the power to develop standards and use technology that would better secure the drug chain. And the law states this, quote, the Secretary shall address promising technologies, which may include radio frequency identification, nanotechnology, encryption, and other technologies that will track or trace medications, end of quote. So the track record of such steps explains why the United States Congress really doesn't want to, you know, revoke the Affordable Care Act and give up all this extreme power over the health that no government in the past has ever, ever possessed. So we do have a problem with drug reserves. I've mentioned this before on the show. Doctors, emergency room physicians are worried they're having trouble getting adequate supplies on a regular basis of pain medicines, penicillin, epinephrine, lidocaine, and others, because there's no substitute drugs for these. Okay. So a doctor without his drugs is really disabled indeed. And that brings to mind a black market. So if patients aren't able to get their medications or a substitute drug, that would, you know, leave the black market, wouldn't it? And then you're running into all kinds of snafus and problems. So if there, laws are going to prohibit selling and purchasing, but you're going to have some desperate patients. And so, you know, when your metabolic function is dependent on a drug, whether it's diabetes, cardiovascular, thyroid, whatever, and you can't get it, you're held hostage with that drug, aren't you? And so you'll break the law, won't you, if you think you need your medicines. Now, you know, and it's really going to jack the price up, too. Black market's going to make everything jump in price. Now, if Americans are more dependent and willing to rely on drugs, even while still relatively healthy, this suggests they believe all the sales pitch by the drug companies. So the drug industry is really promoting this use of their products as a prevention now for heart disease and other maladies before the patient actually gets diagnosed with the problem. Drugs and vaccines for cancer and arthritis and hypertension and respiratory diseases and others are being used before the condition even manifests. And why is that? Well, do you suppose that they have every confidence that you'll get sick with the disease because you have been vaccinated? Right? I think vaccines are really controlling more of the population, not just 15% of it. I think it's more like 50%. And that's going to change and get worse as you get a more centralized government running healthcare systems, mandating everything. So America, you have an epidemic of treatments promoting no cures, but disease management. And I think vaccines and drugs are really toxic, produce a lot of side effects. I don't think they cure anything. They may get rid of your original side your symptom, but give you another. I think it's a double-edged sword. So I think people need to really do their homework before. And I'm long in this break, aren't I, Frank? I am. Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'm sorry about that break, Frank. I got her on a roll. You know how I am. Well, you know, the moral of the story is, you know, if you want to get off your medicines, you know, there's a will, there's a way, and you might want to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have formulas to help strengthen a lot of metabolic functions instead of weaken it with drugs, because, you know, if you have a weakness, it's not going to get any better, is it? And you run the risk of system failure. So you might want to look into the strengthening type of medicinal herbs for cardio, diabetes, respiratory, cancer, and a whole lot more. So I think there's more than one way to deal with things, and people are figuring that out. All right, so we're going to switch gears. We had a few minutes, and we're going to talk about lavender. I was just telling a handyman that came to my house the other day, that if he takes lavender soap and you rub it on your shower curtain, you won't get that pink mildew. So, people don't realize how antifungal and disinfecting lavender is. You know, our creator has packed a lot of herbs with numerous health benefits. Kind of makes science a little green with envy a lot of the time. So our herbs and our foods are really already perfect, chemically balanced, has a healthy content in there. And we're instructed by God, you know, from the beginning to the end of his Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, hey, Wisdom is shouting, look at the herbs. They're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So medicinal plants are there for us, for everybody to use, and not to be just regulated off the planet for by a few people, which is what is happening over in European nations, unfortunately. They are losing the use through restrictive means. And if Americans aren't careful, they're going to find out they're going to get there, too. So everyone really does know what lavender smells like. You see it in a lot of fragrant soaps and perfumes. The scent they add to even deodorant and detergents, pillows, sachets. However, lavender is more than just a pretty-smelling flowering plant. It has a lot of healing power in it. So this aromatic evergreen plant, which is really a half-shrub, and it's considered part of the mint family, has some blossoms that are white, blue, and purple, and the flowers are often used to make your lavender oils. So lavender is really indigenous to your Mediterranean area, but it is cultivated in other parts of the world and is considered now just pretty much an ornamental plant. But there are 39 species of lavender, and it's used throughout Europe, Africa, Asia, and, of course, your Mediterranean. They even use it in culinary school as an ingredient. So down through the ages, lavender has been really in most of your herb gardens. It had a lot of medicinal plants. Like I said, they used it as an antiseptic to clean surfaces with it. Lavender doesn't have to be in an oil. It doesn't have to be in an oil state to present many of its medicinal benefits, though. For instance, this fragrant plant offers a lot of antiseptic, anti-inflammatory properties. And this is why you see it added to a lot of topical skincare products and cosmetics. So science has really declared that the Dutch lavender offers higher tannin content, and it's really more of a potent fragrance. And this variety is known for its larger flower, and it's easier to grow compared to the English variety of lavender, and therefore it's preferred in mass production, especially if they're going to make lavender oil from it. So the lavender, although it brings more potent fragrances, it also tends to be on the sweeter side some other varieties. So in 1995, the Lancet Journal published a study testing the effectiveness of lavender with regards to insomnia medications. And the results were that if you're using lavender and you wanted to sleep better, they took all the prescription drugs away, and people were less restless, and they slept deeper. So the group that did not use the insomnia drugs had a more peaceful, longer sleep just using lavender. So a lot of typical uses for the American version of lavender, they use it in a lot of aromatherapy to soothe away headaches, help you relax, and, of course, improve sleep. However, it's also known to soothe even insect bites and stings, as well as burns. A lot of people don't think of lavender for when they burn themselves, right? They just don't think of that. Now, during World War II, hospitals used lavender oil with other essential oils to help purify air and disinfect surfaces. It was also used in vapors and antibacterial properties to treat flu, urinary tract infections, throat infections, and even whooping cough. Lavender is also known to help repel insects. So in 2010, there was a study. It appeared in the Journal of International Clinical Physiopharmacology, and it said lavender does indeed soothe away anxiety. And this was a double-blind study supposedly reporting that lavender has this high quality of linalool and linalool acetate. It comes in the lavender itself. And they say it's very efficient at alleviating anxiety and even sleep disorders. So in 2013, Germany reported that lavender oil helps calm the nervous system, and they suggested using it for various neurological disorders. And this was like an evidence-based complementary alternative medicine ECAM journal that appeared in Germany. And research has also suggested that honey has been, you know, that has been pollinated with lavender plants is a superior aid Asperior honey, and it's good for healing wounds, so they would put it on wounds. It would heal better. So think about that if you're planting lavender and you have a bee farmer next door. Also, science regards lavender as very safe for even culinary and medicinal use, but it does caution if you're pregnant and you're nursing, because not enough is known about the action of the properties in lavender yet. And lavender oil is not for young children, and it can irritate tender skin and cause a flux of hormones in young boys, so be careful there. So I think this is interesting that they're cautioning pregnant women and nursing mothers about a little lavender, yet they're giving them vaccines they haven't tested on pregnant women at all. All right. According to the Review of Natural Products in 1996, your wonderful lavender makes an effective tonic to help with muscle spasms, fluid retention, digestive problems, and flatulence. And you can see lavender added to a lot of European products. They put it in pillows, sleep aids, sedatives, products for depression, anxiety, and stress. They have it in a lot of skin. We have it in the skin poultice. Lavender is added to the skin poultice, which is an awesome thing, for rashes and bug bites and stuff like that. They also, in Europe, use lavender for diabetes, female problems for menstruation, and even cancer. So lavender is used in Europe. They even add it to mothballs to make mothballs smell a little better. They add it to, of course, potpourri, various things. Europeans love lavender. And they also offer lavender tea before you go to bed. They say you can sleep better. What they do is they put a little drop of lavender oil on a sugar cube and drop it in your hot tea. Now, the German E-Commission endorses the use of lavender as a sedative, even for restlessness and sleep problems. A French chemist in 1910 actually used lavender to soothe burns, noticed it removed the pain, and the burn healed faster. So lavender, like all your other herbs, like peppermint, have this analgesic property and remove the pain and inflammation. So history says it's got a great use for rheumatism when you use it topically. So over-the-counter products, you can see it in a lot of shampoos and all kinds of things that resolve a lot of things like alopecia even, or male pattern baldness. So lavender has its purpose. You can even add it to other herbs like thyme to prevent more hair from shedding and help for regrowth, they say. So lavender and thyme if you have hair loss. Animal studies suggest lavender can be helpful also at lowering blood sugar. So don't forget your lavender out there. It has more than just a pretty face on it. And if you're looking for your whole food organic herbal products, don't forget the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Like I said, they have the skin poultice that has the lavender in it. So you can check that out. It's also included in their pandemic kit, so you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and ask for their free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And like I suggested, check out their new products. They have the adrenal gland and the kidney stone formula, two new products at Apothecary Herbs. Check them out there online or give them a call for the product catalog. I know I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.